Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I would say that there is a formula to this show. Now, some of you pick up on the formula. Some of you just got here. And you know what? I'm appreciative of everybody that listens to the show. I would say that my favorite television show of all time is Sopranos. I would say number two is Chappelle's Show. Boy, do I love the Chappelle Show. I would say number three is probably The Wire. I really enjoy The Wire. I've seen it start to finish probably four times. It's something that I quote in my everyday life. Big fan of The Wire. You know, this week in the National Football League, it kind of reminded me of The Wire. I would say one of the most iconic quotes of the show is, "The king, stay the king." If you take a look at the AFC and the NFC, is that not what we just saw? We just went through it with Kansas City. Kansas City put hands and feet all over the Las Vegas Raiders and beat them 31-0. Now, I don't want to make it seem like this was the popular sentiment around the National Football League. It wasn't that. It wasn't the popular sentiment. But there definitely was a feeling that Kansas City had regressed, the dynasty was over, and the AFC was up for the taking. That was the belief that people had. Fast forward, now heading into week eight, we're almost at the halfway point of the season. How many teams in the National Football League are better than Kansas City? Because I'm watching a team right now that's second in points scored and has a top five defense in the league right now and can only go up from here offensively. They've just had their best player on offense for one game in three practices. So we're talking about a team right now that has shown you they can put up a lot of points in a defense that has shown you they can get stops. So the king, stay the king. We began this journey believing the Chiefs were the best team in the AFC. Halfway through this journey, I believe Kansas City is the best team in the AFC. The king, stay the king. So that's one side of it, right? And the NFC, I think we all have been guilty of this in some capacity. We all have tried to point out something being wrong with the Philadelphia Eagles. I know I've noticed it at times. Something about it just feels a little bit different than last year. Now, a major part of that is Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley is averaging 3.3 yards per carry. Philadelphia ain't winning the Super Bowl if they don't get a much better version of Saquon Barkley than they've gotten so far through the first 8 weeks of the season. But we threw a lot of dirt on Jalen Hurts and tried to tell ourselves, see, I told you so. And yesterday, against a very talented defense, against a very good team on the road, he went out there, threw for 300 yards. Devontae Smith had a big day. A.J. Brown had a big day. And once again, Philadelphia is in the conversation for best teams in the NFC. No matter how things change, they seem to stay the same. The Steelers still look like the Steelers. The Chargers still look like the Chargers. The Chiefs look like themselves. The Eagles look like themselves. Tampa Bay can score. Detroit can score. It's been a lot of turnover, but for the most part, the main characters have stayed at the forefront. But like with any television show, you got to introduce new characters. It wasn't the same people in The Sopranos for all seven seasons of it. They introduced new characters. That's how it was in The Wire. You know, seasons 1 and 2 are about the Barksdales. Well, whenever they start going to jail, the drug game continues to move forward. And now new people start selling drugs and taking over those corners. And that's where Marlo pops up. Marlo might have been the toughest one, the baddest one of them all. I mean, nobody really likes Marlo. Certainly not the way you liked Avon and Stringer. But you know what? He was on the show, too. He counts. I kind of feel like that's the Colts right now. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to win the Super Bowl or anything. I'm not telling you that I believe that when it comes to the Colts, but...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
For the Colts to go on the road and win that game against the Chargers by 14 points. And so far, this Chargers team has a win over the Broncos, who look like they're going to be competitive for the entire season, to go on the road and beat the Los Angeles Chargers. They got a home game coming up against Tennessee, who looks like they're the worst team in the AFC this side of the Jets. I mean, this Colts team is going to be a very dangerous contender for that one seed. I think we're looking at a Colts team that could potentially go 13-4 and put themselves in the mix to host the AFC Championship game. Now, I'm not saying you need to be afraid of the Colts. I'm not saying anybody's going to be afraid of the Colts. But they've scored more points than any team in the AFC. Their defense looks very complete. Right now, they have the Offensive Player of the Year in Jonathan Taylor, who has been the best running back in the National Football League. This Colts team, every week, is doing a little bit more to show you why you should believe in them, why they're a little bit more seriously. So, Rob, I kind of feel like this week it was to show us who the established characters are and be reminded of how good those teams are. Philadelphia going on the road, Kansas City dominating an AFC West opponent, and also learning new characters. The Indianapolis Colts, I just don't think are going anywhere. I'm not saying they're going to San Francisco for the Super Bowl, but I'm telling you, that team ain't winning 9 games this season. That's a team that's going to win double-digit games. That's a team that can play defense, a team that can run the ball, a team that is getting decent quarterback play, and a team that seems to be well-coached. That's going to be a team that you're going to have to face at some point in January.
So, but that logic in tow, you would presume that the Lions are going to take care of business tonight, because the Lions have been maybe not the Chiefs, maybe not the Eagles, but then they've been that second tier of the NFL. But I think you're right. We saw the true contenders start to kind of pull away this weekend. Because I remember, I don't know if it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, I forget the exact timeline, we did a segment where we said, I don't know. Who's good? I don't know. And who's bad? And me and you varied on who was in what category, but the general consensus from that segment was, boy, there's a lot of teams in the I don't know category. There's a lot of I think they're good, but I don't know. I feel like fast forward 2 weeks or 3 weeks from when we did that segment, and now I feel like I know. The Colts are in the good category. The Chiefs are in the good category. I believe the Bills are in the good category. The Lions are in the good category. And I think that good category is starting to add teams, and that good category is starting to look like teams that could potentially be Super Bowl good. I don't know that all those teams will make the Super Bowl, obviously, but I think you are starting to see, like in horse racing, you're making that second turn. Now the true contenders are starting to separate from the 66-1 underdog long shot types.
Well, I'm telling you right now that we continue to learn that the Chargers are not any one of those teams. The Chargers are the exact same. They're the exact same team that they were under Brandon Staley. They're the exact same team right now under Harbaugh. The same flaws, the same warts, the same imperfections. They're the exact same. They got off to a hot start where they went 3-0 in the division. Since then, they have lost 3-4. They were very, very fortunate to beat the Miami Dolphins a couple of weeks ago. That's not a good football team. They might win 9 games. Maybe they'll win double-digit games, and they'll end up making the playoffs. But they're going to be in the exact same point where they go on the road in the wild card round and lose in the first round of the playoffs. We're at the halfway point of the season, and the Chargers have shown me they're no different than they were in 2024, 2023, 2022. Basically, for the last 15 years, they are the exact same version of the exact same team.
I'm not trying to defend the Chargers because you're right. What's crazy to me is their health staff is awful. Like, what happens to the Chargers every year is, I'm sure if I look back and pulled the archives of a show we did in week 8 of 2021, you know what we're talking about? Hey, the Chargers are pretty battered. Justin Herbert might be real, but he has no weapons and he has no time because of injury. Like, how, despite coaching changes, GM changes, regime changes, all these things, how have the Chargers never once developed a health and human conditioning department? Like, they are perpetually injured, and that will yet again undo their season because they might make the playoffs, but they're done as being a Super Bowl type of team.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you. Text line 913-586-7965. Let us know what you guys think. We're going through the games that we saw this past Sunday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.